Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's such a pleasure to see you here today to enjoy the beautiful weather of Michigan. Enjoy the next couple of days. It's probably all the good days we're going to have.
感谢主，今天我们可以在这边一起来聚会。那我们天气非常好，那希望以下的两三天里面，我们可以继续有同样的这样天气，让我们能够享受神的创造。
And we're, our prayers are answered. We have the Walagoras from southern China are back with us in our midst.
今天我们很高兴我们在中国南方的一对宣教士，他们回到安娜布这边来。
How's the hospitality at the Calmy's home?
这是给我们宣教士的一个问题到底我们的年轻牧师他家里怎么样友善的在对待你们。
I'm sure it's such a blessing to be around them. They're a blessing to all of us here.
他们在我们当中是一个神的祝福。
We have here this morning brother Jeff and his lovely wife Rose.
今天 Jeff 跟 Rose 他们在我们当中，我们很感谢神。
And I see Justin.
我看到他们小孩 Justin.
And what happened to your sister and brother, Cassie?
另外两个小孩子，他们在主日学那边可能。
You didn't lose them? We've asked Brother Jeff if he would come and just kind of give us an update as to what's going on in his ministry, and we're so thankful. Let's give him a round of applause.
我们用鼓掌来欢迎他们。我们请他来帮我们做一个他们在那边的简短的介绍。
我感谢主今天我们到Michigan我感谢主昨天我们到 Michigan 没有问题 so
we thank the Lord that our trip has been a smooth one coming to Michigan
对我们非常感谢主Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church 帮助我们很多
我 truly thankful to your church for helping us out
对他们准备Angel 还有 Kong 来飞机上接我们我忘记了我的护照在飞机可是没有问题这个工人帮助我拿我的护照。
At the airport, Andrew and Kong came to pick me up. I forgot and left my passport on the airline.
五个护照。
Five passports. And they retrieve them for us.
对我太累了我们从大陆来的那云南省我们坐飞机到韩国汉城然后从汉城首尔我们坐飞机到纽约然后从纽约到底特律。
This was a long trip. We came all the way from Yunnan province in southern China and then go through a variety of different stops and eventually to New York and then came to Detroit.
对这几天我们actually 今天我们在这里跟你们一起敬拜 and then 然后吃饭 and 吃饭以后我们开车到北 Carolina 州我学习一个希伯拉Hebrew class.
Okay.
希伯拉
Yeah. Okay, today we are worshiping with you together, but after lunch we'll be heading down to North Carolina.There we will be spending some time studying the Hebrew language.
And then 6月19号我们回来。
June 19 we'll be coming back to Ann Arbor.
Yeah, and then 然后这个夏天我们在 Ann Arbor.
Then this summer we will spend the time here with you guys in Ann Arbor.
So 我们这个夏天我们有计划我们要找很多朋友们跟我们的弟兄姊妹在 Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
So this summer we have planned to spend a lot of time with brothers and sisters here at Ann Arbor Chinese Church.
我们有别的教会要我们来谈话跟他们教导可是我告诉他们第一是我们在 Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church 在这里要帮忙。
We have received many invitations by other local churches or other surrounding churches, but I told them our first priority will be here.In Ann Arbor Chinese Church.
So 我们感谢主，我们到了 ，and 这个夏天我们非常高兴，我们可以住在 Ann Arbor.
So we're very happy that we're going to be spending most of our time here in Ann Arbor.
Okay, 谢谢你们。
Thank you.
Thank don't expect that out of me.
不要预期我能够像他一样能够说中文。
Keep your expectations very low.
让你的这个期望要稍微低一点。
Brother Jeff, there was a poem that we used to say to the Hebrew teacher when I was in seminary.
我们以前在这个神学院的时候，我们通常有一篇诗。
It goes like this.
如以下。
Hebrew is a dead language, as dead can be.
希伯来文是一个死的语言，像一个死人一般那么死。
It killed off the Israelites, and now it's killing me.
杀了所有的以色列人，现在要杀了我。
All right, let's look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 14 to 21.
好，现在让我们大家一起来看以弗所书第三章14到21节。
Brother Paul is going to read a verse, and then we will read responsibly.
我们读这几段经文的时候，我们用起音式的方式来一起读。 You can either read it in Chinese or English in your own language. 那我们希望说，我们弟兄读一节，然后姐妹读一节，我们把这一段一起读完。We'll read it together, one verse by brothers, and followed by another verse by sisters, and we'll finish this passage together. OK，第三章十四节，大家如果翻到的话，我们弟兄先来读第十四节，因此我在神面前屈膝。 求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。 神能照着运行在我们心里的大能，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。最后一节，大家一起读啊！但愿他在教会中，并在耶稣耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。Today
we're going to be talking about prayer.
今天我们的主题是讲到祷告。
And our theme is that we'll be strengthened by God's Spirit so that we may know intimately Christ's presence and love in our lives.
我们主题是借着神的灵在心里面刚强起来，使我们能与基督有亲密的经历他的同在跟他的爱。
A 25-year-old single girl prayed, Lord, I'm not going to pray for myself today.
有一位25岁单身的姐妹祷告的时候，她如此说：“主啊，今天我不要为自己祷告。”I'm
going to pray for others.
我要为别人祷告。But
at the end of her prayer, she added, "And give my mother a very handsome son-in-law."
但在她祷告结束之前，她说：“千万要帮助我的母亲找到一个很帅的女婿。”So
girls, that's how you pray.
所以女孩子们，这是你祷告的方式。
For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom His whole family in heaven and on earth derives their name.
因此，我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
We're going to look at the approach of Paul's prayer with retrospect.
我们现在来看看保罗他祷告的方式，他是借着回顾的方法。
In our text this morning, for this reason, points back to salvation. And privileges described in Ephesians chapter 2.
在今天里我们所读的章节里面，保罗说到因此的时候，他在回想第二章里面他所描述的。
Paul's prayer in chapter 1, as we looked at, it looks at enlightenment, but this prayer in chapter 3 looks at spiritual enablement.
保罗在第一章里面，他的祷告的重点是在灵里神所给我们的力量，所给我们的能力。 但在第三章里面，他是讲到他借着这个回顾前面所说的。
Ephesians is a letter that is theocentric, theocentric or God-centered.
以弗所书是把重心放在神身上的一本书。
Paul wants his readers to know how great God is.
保罗要我们读者认识神的伟大。
How magnanimous and how loving his acts are.
他的作为是如何的慈悲和蛮有爱心的。
How powerful he is.
并且如何的有能力。
And all that he's accomplished through his son, Jesus Christ.
他是借着他大能和基督来完成他的善功。
And if people understand how mighty, how loving, how active God is in their lives,
如果人能够完全的理解神的大能、他的大爱和他的作为，
then true worship and transformation of life will follow.
我们就能够来真正的学习敬拜他，我们的生命也就能够全然的被改变。
And then Paul's approach to prayer was also with great reverence.
保罗祷告的方式，另外一方面是借着敬畏的心。
Paul prays here with passion and with reverence to Abba Father.
保罗对阿巴父的祷告是有激情，也充满敬畏的。
This is the Aramaic word for father.
阿巴是亚兰文用来称呼父亲的词。
And it had to do with a close relationship with your father.
它来形容我们跟父神之间亲密的关系。
William Carey said, "The secret fervent believing prayer lies at the root of all personal godliness."
宣教之父威廉·凯勒曾经说过，在每一个个人的敬虔的生命中的根基里面，是一个在暗中心中火热并且有信心的祷告。
A member of a church came to a deacon and asked for the church to call a pastor.
有一位在教会的会员找到一位执事，想要教会去找一位主任的牧师。
How big a man do you want? Asked the deacon.
执事问他说，你要一个多大的牧师？
Oh, I don't care much about his size, said the member.
会员说，我不在乎他身量有多大。
But I want him tall enough to reach heaven when he's on his knees.
我只要他大到能屈膝祷告，能够达到天庭就可以了。
These are the kind of leaders as well as members that we need here at the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
这就是我们在安城华人教会所需要的领袖和会员。
Then we have the appeal to Paul's prayer.
我们现在有另外一个，我们可以看到保罗祷告里面他所做的请求。
Verse 16 says, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
第16节告诉我们说，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love,
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
May have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
First of all, we'll look at the Spirit's power.
我们先来看一看，我们怎么样借着圣灵的能力。
Strengthened by the Holy Spirit, and as a result of prayer, believers live according to God's will, and they walk in God's ways.
祷告的结果就是借着圣灵使我们在里面刚强起来，信徒会照着神的旨意而活，并且会走在神的道上。
The Spirit's empowering or indwelling and the indwelling of Christ are not separate things.
圣灵在我们心中的能力或是圣灵和基督的内住是不能分开的。
Through the power of the Spirit, the individual believer experiences salvation and transformation in their lives.
借着圣灵的能力，每个信徒都可以经历救恩和完全的改变。
By the Spirit's work, by Christ takes up residence in the believer's life.
借着圣灵的工作，基督内住在信徒的心里。
Paul prays here that Jesus Christ himself might permeate our whole being.
保罗的祷告是让基督充满我们的全人。
How do we compare the church in Ephesus and the church reality that most Christians experience today.
我们今天如何在以弗所的教会和我们今天实际上所经历在地上的教会做个比较。
I'm not trying to be critical here, but let's just talk about this for a moment.
我不需要，不希望你们以为我在批评。
So often today, the church as a whole demonstrates more evidence of human division and sin than that of God's transforming and uniting power.
今天我们所碰到的教会，基本上所表现出来是肉体上的分歧和罪，多过从神来的改变和合一的能力。
A common problem for Christians is finding a suitable church.
我们基督徒所面对的很普遍的问题是想找一个合适完美的教会。
So many people become so disillusioned in that search that they retreat to a kind of a controllable private kind of faith.
他们对他们的寻找彻底的失望了。
Let's ask ourselves some probing questions.
他们就决定过一个自我可以掌控的诗人的信仰。那现在让我们来回答几个值得深思的问题。
Why should believers who are residents in the Ann Arbor area choose to attend our church over all the other churches in the area?
为什么今天在安城居住的人要选择参加安城华人教会而不选择别的教会？
It's not going to be because of my good looks.
绝对不是因为我看起来很帅。
Does our church reach out with love to this community?
我们的教会是不是借着爱向这个社区的人招手？
Are we examples of spirit-filled, loving Christians?
我们是不是一个圣灵充满并且满有爱心信徒的好榜样？
And are you committed enough to this church's ministry to serve in an area where you are needed?
我们是不是在教会里有需要我们服侍的哪一方面做过委身？
And if we plan to make a difference in this community and this world, it will take all of us working and serving and loving together in the power of the Spirit of God.
如果我们想要改变这个社区和这个世界的话，我们需要所有的弟兄姐妹靠着神的灵和能力一起同工服侍，彼此相爱来达成。
Do we really accept and love each other in this church?
我们在教会真的是彼此相爱，互相接受吗？
Is our church a place of spiritual growth and peace?
我们的教会是一个有平安和在灵里一起成长的地方吗？
Do we collectively as a church need to repent of our sin and seek harmony in our congregation?
我们的教会是不是需要一起在神面前认罪悔改和寻求和睦呢？
What can we, that's you and me, that's us, what can we do to see God's hand of blessing on our church?
我们这包括你跟我怎么样做使我们看见从神手里所带来的祝福。
I don't have all the answers.
我没有所有的答案。
But in Christ, you and I together, we can find answers to serve the Lord Jesus Christ here.
但是我们一起在基督里我们可以找到这个答案。
Next, let's look at the Son's companionship and love.
我们现在再来看一下神儿子与我们同在和他的爱。
Paul prayed that the Ephesian believers would pursue the life of faith so that Christ would feel at home in their hearts.
保罗所祈求的就是在以弗所地方的信徒会追求过一个信心的生活，让基督会感觉在我们心中居住是舒适的。
Verse 17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
第十七节里面说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
The word dwell has the idea of to settle down or to inhabit a house.
住这个字是有定下来安居的意思。
In his booklet, My Heart, Christ Home, Robert Munger pictures the Christian life as a house.
在罗伯·满格所写的一本小册子里，《我心是基督的家》里面。
And in this house, Jesus goes from room to room.
他所描述的是基督徒的生命是像一个房子。在这个房子里，基督可以到任何的一个房间。
In the library, which is the mind, Jesus finds trash and all sorts of worthless things.
在图书馆里面，就代表我们的思想。他发现有很多的垃圾和无用的废物。
He proceeds to throw these things out and replace them with the Word of God.
基督把这些都扫除掉，用神的话来替代。
In the dining room of appetites, he finds many sinful desires listed on a worldly menu.
在餐厅里面，肉体的私欲里，他发现有很多我们的罪性和私欲，在我们每天的菜单里面。
In the place of such things as prestige and materialism and lust, he puts humility, meekness, and love.
他把谦卑、柔和、爱来代替名望、物质享受和情欲。
These are the kind of virtues that we as believers ought to thirst and hunger for.
这些乃是信徒所应当要追求的德行。
He goes through the living room of fellowship where he finds worldly companions and worldly activities.
基督进入我们的客厅，他所发现是我们的朋友都是追求世界的朋友，我们所做的都是追求世界的活动。
Then he proceeds to the closet where.He finds some hidden sins.
他又进入我们的内室，他看见是我们所隐藏的罪。
Only after Jesus Christ has gone through every room in the house and cleansed every corner of sin and foolishness can he settle down and be at home in this house.
一直到基督经过我们所有的房间，把所有的角落里面的罪和一切无益的东西都清干净了之后，他才会觉得他能舒适的住下来。
If Jesus came to your house today,Would he feel at home?
今天如果耶稣在你的房子里，他会觉得舒适吗？
Are there sins in your life and in my life today that we need to confess and be cleansed by the precious blood of our Savior Jesus Christ?
在你我的生命里面，有没有那些隐藏的罪要他的宝血来洗清的吗？
Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and make himself at home?With you today.
你曾经有邀请耶稣进入你生命里面然后住下来吗？
Today is the very best day to make Jesus Christ your Savior and Lord.
今天是最好请他进来做你救赎主和生命主的一个日子。
We had a wonderful picnic a week or so ago, didn't we?
我们上个礼拜在教会里面有一个很好的野餐。
Jeff and Rosia and Justin, you guys missed a great picnic because the Cantonese made the grill. I mean, it was good food.
Jeff and Rose, 他们不在我们当中，但是我要形容这个广东煮怎么样烧烤这个肉。
Then all the ladies made side dishes.
然后这些姐妹们，他们就预备了许多很好的点心。
And then the best part was the English congregation's dessert.
最好的是英语部的弟兄姐妹他们所预备的这些甜点。
I'm not biased or prejudiced, I'm just telling the truth, that's all.
我虽然我是代表英语组的，但是我没有任何的这个偏袒他们的地方。
And during this picnic and our times together, I had a chance to talk with many of you about your faith.
在野餐的时候，我有机会像跟在座当中有许多人谈到这个信仰的问题。
I talked to some young couples and they said that they were searchers, they were looking for truth.
我跟一对夫妇，然后他们在讲说他们在寻求真理。
And you know, today Jesus himself says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣告诉我们说，他是道路、真理和生命。
And he says, no one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着他，没有人能到父那儿去。
It is our desire at this church that you would trust Jesus Christ today as your Savior.
今天我们的内心的渴望是希望你能够来认识耶稣基督。
After the service, I want you to seek out myself or one of the leaders in our church.
聚会完之后，我是鼓励你能够跟我或者跟教会的领袖们来讨论这个问题。
We always have time to talk with you and spend time with you to share.The faith that we have in Jesus Christ.
我们一定会有时间跟你们谈关于信仰的问题。
And I'll take you out and buy you a hamburger too, no problem.
如果你要的话，我可以带你去 McDonald's 买这个。
Or Wendy's.
Wendy. 比较健康一点的食品。
See, I know a little Chinese too. Okay. In verses 17 and 18, it says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love.
十七跟十八节告诉我们说，叫基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
See, this is the language of discipleship.
这就是用来描述门徒的一个言语。
To be permeated by Christ is to have his character stamped in our lives.
门徒的生命是被基督充满的生命，有基督性格烙在他们的身上。
Romans 13:14 says, rather clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of your sinful nature.
罗马书十三章第十四节说，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
This kind of teaching or imagery underscores the way Christ wants to shape our lives.
这样一幅图画会让我们知道，让基督来影响我们生命是如何的重要。
The thought that we can believe in Christ without being like Him is absolutely absurd.
要说我们相信基督却不想要像他是荒谬的。
If Christ's indwelling spirit does not transform us, we must seriously question whether Christ is actually present in our lives.
如果基督确实在我们里面内住的话，但没有改变我们。
The application of the text in Ephesians requires us to test the validity or the truth of our faith.
我们就需要很严肃地问自己，到底我们自己是不是有得救？当应用这段以弗所书的经文的时候，我们需要来试一试我们信仰的真实性。
Many Christians worry about the assurance of their salvation.
很多的基督徒在寻求他们得救的确据。
And others seek to remove all doubt.
有些基督徒想要排除一切的疑惑。
Maybe we should let doubt do its work in our lives.
或许我们真正需要的是要让疑惑来做他当做的工。
Maybe we should be more concerned about the validity of our faith rather than the assurance of our salvation.
或许我们需要关心的是信仰，我们信仰的真实性，而不是得救的确据。
As we examine our hearts, maybe honest doubt is a healthy thing.
诚实的疑惑或许是健康的。
We want you today to believe in God and to trust His word for the assurance of your faith.
今天希望你就来信靠神和他的话语。
What are some of the effects of being rooted in love?
在爱心里有根有基的果效是什么？
Should knowing the Lord Jesus Christ shape our lives?
认识基督是不是会帮助塑造我们的生命呢？
A friend of mine at work said, well, I may not live like a Christian or act like a Christian, but I am a Christian.
在我上班的地方有个朋友跟我说，我可能看来活着做的都不像是个基督徒，但是我是个基督徒。
Is that kind of life possible for a believer?
你想这样一种的生活形态可能是信徒吗？
Christ's love should flow through us.
基督的爱应该在我们的生命里面流露出来才对。
People should see Christ's love in our attitudes and our actions.
人们应该可以从我们的态度和行为中看到基督的爱。
We should grow in God's love more and more.
我们成长中要更爱神。
And we do that through prayer and a walk with God and knowing the word of God and applying it to our lives.
我们如何才能做到呢？我们要靠着读经和祷告。
And the fragrance that we have as a believer ought to be love for others.
我们基督徒的馨香之气应该由爱人当中流露出来。
And you ladies who are beautiful flowers, your petals should exhibit Christ's grace and Christ's mercy.
在女士们当中，你的爱应该借着那个玫瑰花的那个花朵能够散发出来。
And the soil that produces spiritual fruit is divine love.
从神来的爱。Can you repeat that?
It says the soil that produces spiritual fruit is divine love.
Okay. 长出属灵果子的土就是属天的爱。
Someone asked the famed jazz trumpeter Louis Armstrong to explain jazz.
当有人问这个有名的爵士音乐吹喇叭的乐手路易阿姆斯壮。
And Louis Armstrong said, "Man, if I got to explain it, you ain't got it."
请你帮我们解释爵士音乐。他的回答说，如果我需要跟你解释的话，那你也不一定能听得懂。
And you see, the same thing applies to love. Love can, if we haven't truly understood or comprehended love, we can't unless we've really experienced it.
这就像爱一样，你不可能被完全理解，直到你有机会去体验。
And Christ's love is so broad that its width reminds us that God's love reaches around the world.
基督的爱是如此的长阔高深, 它是非常的阔, 因为神的爱可以达到地极。
And you know, Christ's love reaches around the world through missionaries.
神的爱达到地极是借着宣教士。
And I'm so thankful that our church supports credible missionaries who are sharing the same truth and message that we preach here in Ann Arbor Mission.
我们感谢主，让我们教会有机会来支持这些宣教士，在不同的地方，在分享，像我们今天在这边所分享的信息一样。
And I want to thank you for being faithful over the years.
我们感谢你，你们很忠实的在中国宣扬神的福音。
And Christ's love is so long that length reminds us there's no beginning or no end to the love of God.
神的爱是如此的长，就是我们，他就是神的爱是没有止境的。
And it's so deep that the depth reminds us that God's love extends to the very depths of the human heart.
神的爱是如此的深，我们的神爱可以达到人心灵的最深处。
And I think about my life when I think of Psalm 42.
当我思考思想我自己的生命的时候，我就提醒，被诗篇40篇第二节里面所说的提醒了。
It says, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, and He set my feet on a rock, and gave me a firm place to stand.
他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我的脚步稳当。
I couldn't imagine my life without the Lord, could you?
我实在没有办法想象我没有神的生命是怎么样。你能吗？
His love is so high that the height reminds us that His love lifts us up to the very throne of God.
他的爱是如此的高，他的爱把我们提到神的宝座前。
And many times you and I go through very difficult times in our lives.
很多时候我们经历很困难的，在我们生命中经历很困难的时刻。
And Hebrews 4:16 says, Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
希伯来书4:16如此说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And no matter how much we experience Christ's love, we can never exhaust its great supply.
不管我们经历多少基督的爱，他的爱是取之不竭的。What
does our love say to the world?
我们如何借着我们的爱向世界宣称？
If we have Christ's love in our lives and God's love in our lives, they will know that we are Christ's disciples.
如果我们有基督的爱在我们里面，他们就会知道我们是基督的门徒。
They will know that Christ makes a difference in the believer's life.
他们会知道基督是会改变信徒的生命的。They
will know that the life of Christ is a desirable life.
他们会知道在基督里的生命是人所要渴望拥有的生命。When
we live our lives, we ought to live our lives with a smile on our face.
Say it again.
We ought to live our lives with a smile on our face.
我们需要平常的时候反映出神的爱在我们的笑容里面。
So that people will say, I want to be like that person.
人们看到的时候，他说我想要的就是像他那样的生命。
Have you ever seen Christians, people who call themselves Christians, they go around sad all the time?
你没看过基督徒每天愁眉苦脸的？
I don't want to be like that person.
我不愿意像那样的人。
And you know what, if we have this kind of love, they'll know that the church that we attend is a place where there is love and there is acceptance.
如果我们是这样的话，他们会知道教会是一个有爱和接受他们的地方。And
people will know that Jesus Christ is the answer for their lives.
然后人们会知道基督是他们所有问题的答案。A
man was complaining to a missionary about missions in China.
有一个仁兄在向一个宣教士抱怨在中国的宣教的工厂。He
said, How can you go to China and preach to them about love when there's so much injustice in their own country? He demanded.
你怎么能去中国去宣扬神的爱，当你看到在自己国家里面有那么多的不公？
The mission leader's answer was classic.
宣教士的回答是很典型的。He
said, We don't go into them and preach to them about love, we go into them and love them.
他说，我们去那里不是去宣扬爱，我们去那里是去爱他们。
And we need to stop talking about love and start loving. Amen?
让我们不要只谈爱，让我们确实学习爱，像基督爱我们一样。阿们。
And I do see so much love and care in our congregation. Thank you for being a loving congregation.
我很感谢主在我们当中确实有很多的爱。
Paul wrote in the first half of chapter 3 and verse 19, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge.
保罗在三章十九节的前半段如此说，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
And this is a good example of an oxymoron, which is a combination of words that appear to be contradictory.
这个在表面上看起来似乎有些自相矛盾的说法。
I think Gary told me one time was government intelligence, an oxymoron.
Gary, 他最近要搬去这个 DC 替政府做事，所以他说有没有人曾经说政府是很聪明的？
But Paul here says, Paul prays that they may know the love that's beyond knowing.
保罗所祷告的是说
that they may know the love that is beyond knowing.
Okay. 保罗所祷告的是让他们能认识这个爱，但是这个又是认识不透的爱。
And Paul here is someone who has been surprised and overwhelmed by Christ's love.
保罗在这里所描述的就是曾经被神的爱淹没和惊喜过的人，他所用的词句。
And then we have the Father's fullness.
那这里要讲到说神所充满的。
Verse 19 says that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
第十九节后半段如此说，叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
Ephesians 4:13 says we've received the fullness of Christ.
以弗所书四章十三节他说，满有基督长成的圣量。
And chapter 5 and verse 18 says that you will be filled with the Spirit of God.
以弗所书五章十八节他说乃要被圣灵充满。
Even though we don't understand it, we recognize that the triune God, all three persons of the Godhead, is working in our lives today.
虽然我们不一定完全的理解，但是这里我们可以看到三位一体的神在我们的生命里面做工。
Paul wanted the Ephesians, and I think us today, to reflect God's moral character.
保罗今天在要希望以弗所的信徒和我们的身上在生命里彰显出神道德的本性。
What an awesome God we serve. He loves us so much that he will not rest until we're exactly like him.
我们的神实在太伟大了，他爱我们到一个地步使他不得安宁，只等到我们完全的像他。
And we ought to sing with David.
我们 只能像大卫一样的唱诗来赞美。
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主。
The Lord is my rock, in him will I take refuge.
我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。
My shield and the horn of my salvation.
他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚。
He is my stronghold, my refuge and my savior.
是我的高台，是我的避难所，是我的救主。
And then thirdly, the acclaim of Paul's prayer.
到最后，这里保罗在祷告中所有的赞扬。
Are you guys keeping up with me? Oh, that's good. That's good. Good job. It says, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that works within us.
在二十跟二十一节里面如此说，神就照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
To him,Be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
Paul says he wants us to have confidence in God's power.
保罗要我们对神的能力有信心。
The omnipotent God is present in us.
全能的神与我们同在。
Energizing us to be what he wants us to be and to do what he wants us to do.
他激励我们变成他希望我们变成的，并且来做他要我们去做的。
I believe God can give you the strength that you need to do the ministry He's called you to do here at this church.
我相信神会给你能力去完成你在教会里面你所能完成的事工。
I never thought I could preach to a church such as this.
我从来没有想到我可以在这里像这样的教会来传讲神的信息。
What a privilege to preach to such an amazing group of believers.
对我来讲，这是一个特权。
But I know that with His strength, we can do these things together we need to do here.
但是我相信，从神来给我们的能力，我们可以一起来完成所有的事工。
And Paul's concern was also that he might glorify God.
保罗在这里关心的是神的荣耀。
Our praise to God must never end because there is no end to the reasons to praise Him.
我们要不断地赞美神，因为我们有不断的原因来赞美他。
In closing, let's ponder God's ability to do abundantly more than we could ever expect in our lives.
在我们结束的时候，让我们来思想神能成就在我们生命里一切超过我们所求所想的。We
have in this passage the pyramid progression of God's enablement.
这里我们来看一下神怎么样用渐进的方式来帮助我们成就他的功。And
this was my college verse when I graduated from college, a verse that I used to believe that God was going to use me.
这段经节是在我大学的时候，神用这段经节来鼓励我的一段经节。He
says He is able.
他说他能。He
is able to do.
他能成就。He
is able to do immeasurably more.
他能成就一切超过。He
is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or think.
他能成就那一切超过我们所求所想的。He
is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine.
他能成就那一切超过我们所求所想的。According
to the power that He's given us, we have the power to overcome broken relationships.
照着他的能力，在我们身上所做的，让我们能有力量来克服破碎的关系。We
have the power to overcome sin in our lives.
有力量来克服我们的罪。We
have the power to overcome any kind of addictions that we might be facing.
有力量来克服我们那些有上瘾的。
We have the power to overcome any bitterness that might be in our hearts toward another person.
我们有力量来克服那些心里的苦毒。With
His power, we have the ability to overcome any kind of sinful habits in our lives.
我们有力量来克服我们身上所有的罪的恶习。God
will give you the ability and power to share your faith.
神会给你有能力跟别人分享你的信仰。
He'll give you the power to love those unlovable people in your lives.
他有能力去帮助你爱那些不可爱的人。Do
you have that one person that irritates you a lot?
你有没有一个人整天你觉得他总是让你不舒服的？
Every time you see that person, you say, oh, I don't want to go over there, I want to go the other way.
每次你看到那个人，你就转身想要躲避他们。
Ask God to give you the strength you need to love that person.
求神给你有那样的力量来爱那样的人。
Because you see, we have the same resurrection power that Jesus had while He was here on this earth.
我们有像当基督在世上从死里复活过来的同样的能力。
Allow Jesus to change and transform your life today.
让耶稣今天就来改变你的生命。
So let's make it personal like Apostle Paul did.
今天就让他成为你个人的经历。He
says, For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说，因此我在主耶稣基督的父面前屈膝。Here
are some of the prayer requests that he had.
这些是保罗所提起来一些祈求的事项。He
wanted us to have strength from the Spirit in the inner man.
他希望我们在灵里能够刚强起来。He
wanted us to have a pursuit of a life of faith.
他希望我们能够追求一个有信心的生活。
And He wants your life and my life to reflect the moral attributes of God.
他希望我们的生命里面能够彰显出神道德的属性。
And this prayer sums up the intent of the first half of the book of Ephesians.
这些祷告是把这封信前半段意图做一个总结。
We should praise God for His astounding work in the person of Jesus Christ.
我们要因为神借着基督所成就的惊人的工作来赞美他。God
does not fit the limitations of our expectations.
神不会受我们人所期待所局限。God's
ways and thoughts are exceedingly beyond our ways and thoughts.
神的道路和意念远远超过我们的道路和我们的意念。God
is at work and He's eager to work in us to achieve His purposes of salvation and transformation in our lives.
神在做工，他渴望在我们身上做工，来完成他的目的。May
we know Christ's presence and love intimately through the Spirit's power within us today.
希望我们能真正借着神的灵，深切地认识基督的同在跟他的爱。
And may the Spirit of God change us completely.
希望神的灵来完全改变我们的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we ask, Lord, for your power to work in our lives today.
天父，我们求主今天借着你的能力来改变我们。
We want to be a people that reflect the God who is within us.
我们需要活出神在我们里面给我们能力的那样的生命。
We want to be part of a church where we collectively love each other.
我们希望我们教会是大家弟兄姐妹一起来服侍神的地方。
To be a place where when people come, they sense that the Spirit of God has freedom to work in our midst.
他们当人们进来我们当中的时候，他们会感觉到我们是一起在这里来敬拜神的。
We want to be a place where people come and trust Jesus Christ as their Savior.
我们希望在这个地方人们进来可以找到我们的主耶稣基督。
Where we as a church lovingly disciple them and care for them.
然后在我们教会里面，我们是用爱来互相鼓励，来造就门徒。
I thank you, Lord, for all the work that has gone on here in the last 20 years.
我们感谢主，在这个过去20年当中，神在这个教会所成就的。
We pray God that you will use us, Lord, until you come again.
我们祷告求神。继续来使用我们，直到主耶稣再来的日子。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Okay, the sermon is over. Let me do a little advertisement.
现在我有一个广告。